3, 2, 1.
Welcome to It's Fabulous!
True personal story.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And with that, we start another episode of Exfabula Radio here on 89.7 WUWM. Joining us, as always, most of the time anyway, is Leah Delaney, co-founder of Exfabula. Welcome back.
Oh, hi. Thanks so much. It's good to be back.
Yes, and we should say that you are back at this particular time from a fabulous adventure of your own.
Yes, yes, a traveling adventure it was. I just got back from a 2-week adventure in Cape Town, South Africa, and it was mind-blowing.
A little jelly, just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was only like 68 to 73 degrees every day and sunny. So it was, yeah, it's great coming back. I do have to say, coming back on the flight home, landed in O'Hare on a Friday night at like around 5:55 p.m. And we opened up the, I was so tired. It was 30 hours of traveling at that point. And I opened up the window to the tarmac when we were about to land. And I was like, oh my God, it's pitch dark. Is it 5 a.m. or 5 p.m.? Because it, like, literally the sun would set at 8:45 p.m. every night in South Africa, as well as it should be all the time. I don't know, we could talk to, like, who do we talk to about the solar system and how do we stop it? Like, right there in Wisconsin, that'd be fabulous.
All we have are the holiday lights. That's the only thing we have to offset that right now.
And then after that, it's crickets.
Yeah.
But yes, it's good to be back. And I've just had a wonderful time traveling. You know, and everybody else. I mean, we're rolling right into the second busiest travel time of the year. So in pure Exfabula form, we brought some traveling stories to WUWM.
Yes, looking forward to hearing those. So we start with one traveler to India.
Yes, let's listen to John Bedelov's story that he originally told at our Crossing Over Story Slam in 2014. Here's John Bedelov.
I'm a computer programmer. You can tell by my haircut, right? So about a year and a half ago, our company had a merger, and one of the requirements of the merger was to take our offshore people that are China people and just kind of transform them into India people. The ship had sailed on the outsourcing, right? We already had the Chinese people; they were already doing their work. But the merger's like, we need to use these India people. So all right, so. The knowledge I have, I guess, was valuable enough to the company to say, hey, you get to go out to India and work on training with these people. And being an adventurous person, I was like, sure, let's go to India. And we're there for 2 weeks, and they hooked us up pretty nicely. We were in a Marriott. The security at the Marriott, though, like, I don't know if anyone here has ever been to India, but the security is better than the UN building out there. We have... pylons, bomb-sniffing dogs. They check your trunk, your luggage. When you go in, you leave. You feel safe, right? But the hotel was really nice. There was almost one chef for every two people there. It was unreal. You could get whatever you want, whenever you wanted. Ask them, you know, can I get something from Germany? Can I get something from India? Can I get something from Pakistan? They can make it for you. So we were kind of spoiled living out there and whatever. And one of the perks was we had a driver. And our driver, it was unreal, actually. He was basically available all the time to us. So whenever we wanted to go somewhere, we could just go. And on the weekend, because we were there for 2 weeks, on the weekend we decided to go to the Mysore Temple. We're in Bangalore, and we wanted to go to Mysore Temple. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of it. It's like the Taj Mahal of the South, okay, South India. So I don't know if anyone here has ever been to India to see what the driving is like. It's pretty wild. There's like four people on a motorcycle honking all the time, buses in the wrong lane. It's really ad hoc. They don't have rules. They have hopes. Okay. So we get to Mysore Temple. That's great. It's a nice place and it's really cool. It was like one of the last investments in the Indian Empire that Britain did. So it actually was very nice. And on the way back, we did what all Americans do. We got warm beers and KFC and drank them in the back of the car. Because that's, you know, what you do when you're out there, right? We're actually about 2 or 3 hours away from our hotel and the Mysore Palace. And I was tired from the warm beer and the KFC, so I was sleeping. Kind of in the window, like when you're in an airplane and your head's in the window. And while we're sleeping, I've been in a couple car accidents before. So I heard us hit something, and I knew what that was like. So I actually kind of crunch up, and you know, just close my eyes and duck under because you don't know if anything's going to come through the window. If you're going to spin over, who knows what? So you crunch in, and then we hit something again. Now, what I thought it was is that we hit something, and then something hits into us. Maybe about 6 seconds later was the second hit. Well, what actually turns out is the first thing we hit was a guy crossing the road. We were going about 40 miles an hour. The second thing we hit was him landing on the car. So I didn't see it, but if you could imagine someone getting hit at 40 miles an hour and then landing in the windshield. So it's quite scary. He was on the ground, he was bloody, and all of a sudden like 40 people come out of nowhere and they're harassing our driver. They're giving him a hard time about hitting this guy. And my boss and I were like freaking out. We don't really know what happened. My boss thinks he's dead. I see him moving, but I don't know if it's these 40 people grabbing him and moving him around. It was absolutely terrifying. An ambulance comes and takes him away, and we kind of sweat it off in a nearby restaurant with some Cokes in a bottle. And a lot of Indian guys are around trying to keep us calm and whatever. We really don't know what it was all about. The next day, we kind of sweat it off with a lot of drinks and some cricket at the bar, watching cricket. The next day, I meet a different driver, and I ask the guy, did you hear about the accident? I didn't want him to lie to me. Supposedly, he lived. He said he only broke an arm, and I cross-checked it with the paper. The paper actually reports when people get hit, so I still don't know for sure, but I have to take their word on it.
And that was John Bedilov's story about traveling to India.
Ooh, I'm just glad that had a relatively happy ending, at least for the fellow that was in that accident. But boy, talk about a hair-raising situation.
Yeah, and you know, driving in different countries alone, like I realized a couple things about myself in Cape Town, which was A, I've got a fear of heights because it's very mountainous there. Not to mention you're driving on the opposite side of the street and you're just driving through mountain passes constantly. So I did a lot white knuckling. I thought I was going to do some of the driving and I just couldn't handle it. So I had to let the old boyfriend drive the whole way. I'm sure he's not holding anything against me for that. But
ooh, yeah, you find out a lot about yourself when you travel, don't you?
You really do. You really do. Let's move it along. This next story is from Erin Bloodgood, going over to Europe. Let's hear her What Could Go Wrong story from that story slam back in October 2017. Here's Erin Bloodgood.
In 2012, I studied abroad in Germany as a study abroad student, and my friends and I decided to go to Munich for a weekend because it should be a fun trip and what could go wrong? So my friends and I went there for a weekend. It was very exciting. We flew there and decided that we'd get an easy train ticket back on Sunday night, make it back for classes at 9 a.m. Monday morning. What could go wrong? So after a long weekend, we went to the train station on Sunday night. Four friends, and we went to buy this Schönes Wochenende ticket, which is called a beautiful weekend ticket in German. I spoke German, a good friend of mine spoke German, and then the other third person in the story spoke no German whatsoever. Our fourth friend decided that she didn't want to come with us because what we thought was going to be an easy train ticket back across the country turned out that it was over 200 euros, so we decided to go with the cheap option that the guy at the train station told us would take 12 hours to get back. Whoops. Our fourth friend bailed on us, so then it was me who spoke okay German, another friend who spoke German, and then a third friend who spoke no German. So we decided to take an adventure and get on the first train, get a six-pack of beer for each of us, and see what happens. And the guy that gave us the schedule said that we would get back at 10 a.m. the next morning and probably miss classes. So we started our first train, got on the first train at about 10 o'clock at night, and started drinking, had a few beers, and the first train turned out okay. Connection one down, move on to the next train. Just keep in mind, we had about 12 more connections to go. so Onto the next train, we met a couple nice old German women that bought us some schnapps and a couple beers and sent us on our way. Onto connection number three. Connection number three, we started, we were maybe about three beers in each, couple schnapps, made some German friends. Our German was getting a little worse at this point. Moved on to connection four. On connection four, we found out that there were three stops, each 45 minutes apart. So we got to the second stop that we were supposed to get off at. As we got to that stop, we pushed through as German soldiers were coming onto the train, thought we would make it to connection number five, kept pushing through, couldn't get through this crowd, and doors closed. What could go wrong? The train kept going. 45 minutes later was the end of the line. We made it to a little town in the middle of nowhere, Germany, where we got off the train with no options of places to go. The guy pulled a lever, train went away. A nice gentleman said he would take us to the bar that was open in town. Somehow made it to that bar with two drunken friends and me, not sober. Met a nice old German man that only spoke German, and our German was getting worse. So then at that point, the nice German man said he would drive us 45 minutes to the next train station, and he drove us. We got to that train station hoping we'd find an indoor place to sleep. No luck. So we slept in the bottom of the train station, and then I heard a train going above my head, ran up, yelled in German across three platforms. The guy said, come on over. We jumped in. They let us on this random mystery train in the middle of the night. It happened to be a random overnight train that wasn't supposed to let people on. And we got to our classes at half an hour ahead of time, Monday morning. So, moral of the story, plan ahead or don't, and hope that nothing can go wrong.
That was Erin Bloodgood's story. You know, I would always take an invite from a stranger in a different country to go to a bar. I don't know about you.
Absolutely, especially when it involves train rides and through Germany. And if there's one thing that, yes, in Germany, you know that you're going to get somewhere on time if you're taking the trains, at least most of the time.
Definitely.
I'm glad that one had a happy ending, too.
Yes, yes, indeed. So speaking of happy endings, we have gift memberships for Xfabula right now. We all want everyone to have a happy Christmas, and we would hope that everyone would like to donate to Xfabula. You know, we started out originally just doing story slams just for the fun of it to see where this would actually take us. And we've gotten to the point where we're really diving into the community, and we can't do that unless we have the support of Milwaukee. It's sort of a reciprocal situation here. And if you would like to, just go to xfabula.org to find out about our levels of memberships. That would be fantastic. And then the next thing would be to purchase one online. So we would like to extend that invitation to everyone in Milwaukee and elsewhere. And if anybody is interested in seeking out any information about our upcoming events, our story slams, our spectacular, what's that? I don't know. You're going to find out in a couple weeks. But go to xfabula.org for all of that information as well.
Great theme for today. Yes. And man, perfect time of the year to just cozy up and listen to a good story.
Mm-hmm. So you said it, sister.
All right. So thanks again so much for coming in today, Leah. And for those of you who are already getting the holiday season going, perhaps with Hanukkah, I want to wish everybody happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.